بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وعن أبي سعيد الخدري رضي الله عنه عن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم قال: احتجت الجنة والنار، فقالت النار: في الجبارون والمتكبرون، وقالت الجنة: في ضعفاء الناس ومساكينهم، فقضى الله بينهما. إنك الجنة رحمتي أرحم بك من أشاء، وإنك النار عذابي أعذب بك من أشاء، ولكليكما علي ملؤها. رواه مسلم. In this hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says that Jannat and Jahannam, Allah gave them both the opportunity and the ability to speak to one another. So they had a discussion which was like a debate, and both were claiming that they were better than the other. Jannat was saying, I am better than you. Jahannam was saying, I am better than you. Until Jahannam said that in me are the Jabbaroon, Mutakabbiroon, are those who are the tyrants and the arrogant ones. All the big people, the arrogant and the tyrant ones are in me. And Jahannam. Jannat said, within me are the poor and the weak ones. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala then made a decision between the both. In this dispute, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made a decision. And Allah ta'ala said, so Allah resolved this dispute, and Allah said, إِنَّكِ الْجَنَّةِ. Allah addressed Jannah and said, oh Jannah, you are my paradise. You are my rahmah. Verily Jannat, you are my rahmah. And I show mercy through you to whomsoever I wish. Then Allah addressed Jahannam. O Jahannam, you are my azab, my punishment. I punish through you who I wish. And it is upon me to fill both of you. Both of you will be filled. But the ulama explained from this hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam that the people going into Jannat are which type of people? Who are du'afa'un nas, masakinuhum, the weak ones, the downtrodden ones, the poor ones. Of course, it doesn't mean the rich will not enter Jannah. But generally, the type of people entering Jannah are described in this hadith as du'afa'un nas wa masakinuhum. And therefore, since the majority of the inhabitants of Jannah will be such people, we have been exhorted in this hadith to follow this path of simplicity, of making ourselves as inferior, regarding ourselves as inferior and not superior, and not boasting and bragging and showing arrogance and pride like the people of Jahannam. The people of Jahannam will be the arrogant ones. Al-Mutakabbirun, Al-Jabbarun, those who harmed others, who were harsh, who were cruel, who didn't have any mercy, who regarded themselves to be more superior than others. And both will be filled by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So, the Muslims that will enter paradise, obviously remaining forever and ever there, and the disbelievers enter into Jahannam will remain forever and ever there. This hadith teaches us again to show some sympathy towards those who are weak and downtrodden, and those who are poor and feeble. وعن أبي هريرة رضي الله عنه عن رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم قال: إنه ليأتي الرجل السمين العظيم يوم القيامة لا يزن عند الله جناح بعوضة. متفق عليه. Sayyidina Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu says, Rasulullah said, a very great, prominent, fat person will be brought on the day of Qiyamah. The word Sameen in Arabic means fat, azim, huge. A huge, fat person will be brought on the day of Qiyamah, and he will be placed on the scale. لا يزنوا عند الله جناها بعوضة. Yet, his weight will not even equal the wing of a mosquito in the eyes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In the sight of Allah, when he will be weighed, then his entire weight and mass will equal nothing even compared to the wing of a mosquito. This hadith, ulama explained from this hadith, two things. Number one, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will not look at the person's outward appearance. Allah will not look at his size on the day of Qiyamah. That will not count before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يَنْظُرُ إِلَىٰ صُوَرِكُمْ. Allah will not look at your features, your physical fitness, how huge and how big shape you may be, and how beautiful you may be. And Allah will not look at your wealth, but Allah looks at your a'mal. Your a'mal will be the one that will cause the scales to be heavy or light. So here a huge person is brought, but he's not weighed, his weight is not equal even to his wing of a mosquito. In other words, he has got no weight in the eyes of Allah. He's got no good deeds in the eyes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And also some ulama have explained from this hadith that on the day of Qiyamah, when our deeds will be weighed, so there's a difference of opinion among some of the scholars, and they say various things will be weighed. One of the main things that will be weighed is our books of our registers where our a'mal are recorded. So there are hadiths showing that. And then there are hadiths that even show that a person himself will be weighed like this person. So various weighings will take place. وَنَضَعُ الْمَوَازِينَ الْقِسْطِ Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says we will establish scales. Mawazin is a plural word of mizan. So there will be different scales where different a'mal will be weighed. Some ulama say for salat there will be a different scale. Some say for zakat a different scale. But generally, most of the ulama say that our a'mal will be given a form. It will be given a form and that will be weighed on the scales. And this is something which is haqq. The fact that Allah Ta'ala will weigh our a'mal, this is an established fact. It's not something which is far-fetched. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will either weigh the registers of the person or give this amal, the deeds that we are doing, our salat, our zakat, everything a form. Nonetheless, from this hadith we understand that it is not a person's physical appearance and his size and his weight that will account in the eyes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَعَنْهُ رَضِيَ اللَّهُ عَنْ أَنَّ إِمْرَأَةً سَوْدَاءَ كَانَتْ تَقُومُ الْمَسْجِدِ In this hadith of Rasulullah, a beautiful incident where a black woman would clean the masjid of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. أَوْ شَابًا or a youngster. فَقَدَهَا Rasulullah sallallahu did not see this woman for a few days. She was absent. فَقَدَهُ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ So either it's a black woman or it's a youngster. فَسَأَلَ عَنْهَا Nabi Sam asked regarding this woman. She was a caretaker. She was cleaning the masjid. He asked, where is she? أو عنه or regarding the man. فَقَالُوا مَاتَ He said, she has passed away. قَالَ أَفَلَا كُنْتُمْ آذَنْتُمُونِ Immediately, Rasulullah reprimanded the Sahaba, why didn't you inform me that she passed away? فَكَأَنَّهُمْ صَغْرُوا أَمْرَهَا It was as though they did not find it important to inform Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Perhaps she passed away at night, so they didn't want to disturb Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So they saw to her, gave her the ghusl, performed her janazah salah, and buried her. فَكَأَنَّهُمْ صَغْرُوا أَمْرَهَا أَوْ أَمْرَهُ فَقَالَ أَدُلُّونِي عَلَىٰ قَبْرِهِ Immediately Rasulullah says, show me her qabr, where is her qabr? فَدَلُّوهُ They showed Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam her qabr. They went to the qabristan. Ya Rasulullah, this is her qabr. فَصَلَّى عَلَيْهَا Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam performed her janazah again at the qabristan. ثُمَّ قَال Then he said, إِنَّ هَذِهِ الْقُبُورَ مَمْلُؤَةٌ ظُلْمَةً عَلَىٰ أَهْلِهَا You see these qabrs, they become filled with darkness for the inhabitants, those who are placed in the qabr, the deceased. The qabr becomes a very dark place. وَإِنَّ اللَّهَ تَعَالَى يُنَوِّرُهَا Allah enlightens, Allah brightens this qabr لَهُمْ بِصَلَاتِي عَلَيْهِمْ Through my dua for them. When I make dua, Allah brings nur in these qubur. مُتَّفَقٌ عَلِيهِ Allama Nawawi Rahman brought this hadith in this chapter to show that Rasulullah did not treat this woman as an insignificant woman. He did not look at her color, or that she was a female, and she was just cleaning the masjid. He regarded cleaning the masjid to be a very, very significant task and duty. And this is something that all of us need to understand, that our muazzins who clean the masjid, they're not doing something insignificant. They're doing something very, very significant. They are cleaning Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's house. They have made it so easy that when we come to the masjid, everything is spick and span. May Allah reward them. Reward all those people who are cleaning the masjid. Now and then we get the opportunity, we lose nothing in also assisting them in cleaning the masjid. Allah Ta'ala will reward us. And we should not look down upon any person. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the eyes of Allah, we do not know who is great in the eyes of Allah and who is not great. So our duty is not to look down upon those people who are not given a very prominent status in society. But we should respect every person. Allah give us tawfiq and hidayah to make amal. Wa akhir da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. سبحان الله وبحمده سبحانك اللهم وبحمدك نشهد ان لا اله الا انت